states yesterday. One was in Walker.
This morning on WCHL, more on day one of same-sex marriage here in Orange County.
We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
The Orange County Commissioners are talking Rogers Road tonight. And what are UNC students doing for fall break?
Throughout my life, I've really been interested in service and communities and how, as an individual, I can have a better impact on those communities.
We will hear from Carolina Connection. These stories and much more, plus your traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports this morning, we look at UNC's football team as the Tar Heels seek another mid-season turnaround like the one last season. And
why is it that Carolina's defense gives up so many darn points?
That's today in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
805, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 this morning in Carrboro, also 70 in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today. We have some areas of dense fog out there. Please be careful. A 50-50 chance for showers, mainly in the afternoon. High temperature today in the upper 70s. It's also going to be very windy later today, and big chance of rain coming tonight as well. The mayor of Carrboro and her longtime partner were first in line for same-sex couples who showed up at the Orange County Register of Deeds office on Monday for marriage licenses. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and has this report.
We had to say this. We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
Alicia Stemper shared that with a small group of cheering supporters as she and her partner, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, walked back into the lobby of the Orange County Register of Deeds office with their 16-year-old son, Avery Stemper. The family arrived at around 7:45 a.m., and the office opened at 8. The initial Monday morning rush of same-sex couples getting marriage licenses was expected. On Friday, District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville struck down Amendment 1 and made same-sex marriage legal in North Carolina at around 5:30 p.m., a half hour after the Orange County office had closed. By 10 a.m. Monday, 9 gay and lesbian Orange County couples had gotten their licenses. It was an emotional day for some, including Stemper, whose hand trembled as she held the paper.
I'm happy and I'm kind of overwhelmed. The emotion, it's hard to prepare for, and it feels like I look at her face and it's, you know, reading that sentence, it really hit me anew.
She and Lavelle have been together since 2003. They had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, attended by friends and family. Lavelle said an October wedding is being planned.
Plans are in the works for that right now. We're actually looking at Saturday, October 25th. And you'll hear more about it probably shortly because it's something that we want to celebrate really with the community.
Carrboro couple Lance Underwood and Mark Davis showed up wearing matching tuxedo hoodies. That's because they intended to walk across the street to the courthouse right after they got the license.
We're just gonna hopefully walk across the street and make it happen because we've already had a real wedding with all of our family and friends, you know, three and a half years ago. So this is just about, you know, the paperwork and making it real.
Signing the deal.
Some local elected officials were at the deeds office just to lend support and offer congratulations. One of them was Hillsboro Town Board member Jen Weaver.
It's thrilling that Hillsboro is the county seat. This is one of those times where it's just a wonderful place to feel proud about.
Another was Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo.
It's a really exciting, historic day, and I wanted to be here to see the first couples come through.
Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks lost her re-election bid in May to former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, possibly in part because she stated she would only issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples if that was legal according to the state. Chilton said he would issue them immediately, regardless. On Monday, as Brooks oversaw the smooth, orderly issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples for the first time in her office, she seemed as happy as anyone.
I'm excited for them because me, as Register of Deeds, all I'm trying to do is follow the law, and we're ready to issue the license for everyone.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Registers of Deeds across the state began accepting marriage applications from gay couples yesterday following that historic court ruling. The ruling, which came later today on Friday, came from an unexpected source. Most observers were watching North Carolina's Middle District, where Judge William Osteen appeared poised to act, but it was Judge Max Cogburn who actually issued the ruling in the Western District Court in Asheville. One of the attorneys on the case was Mark Kleinsmith, who also happens to be the mayor of Chapel Hill. He joined WCHL's Aaron Keck on the air yesterday.
I was packing up, and I had left my office, and I'm headed down Franklin Street to for some fellowship with some folks who were meeting up at True Cafe. And I got there about 5:15, and about 15 minutes later, there was somebody else who was attending the same event showed me a post on his phone that said Judge Cogburn had entered an order. And I was like, oh, come on. Now, I'm on this case. I'd know that if that were true. And I picked up, I pulled my phone out, and lo and behold, there it was. Three orders coming down in quick succession from Judge Cogburn that, in essence, then, you know, recognized marriage equality in North Carolina. It was an amazing moment. Of course, I ran home and hugged my boyfriend, and it was a great evening.
It was your case that you had been working on, and this was sort of flew under the radar for a lot of people on Friday and earlier in the week who were really watching the Middle District in Greensboro, Judge William Osteen ruling in that one. That one ended up getting delayed until this week, but the ruling then came down from Judge Cogburn. Talk about the case a little bit, because it was sort of an interesting way in which it originated. It was an equal protection case, but it was also a religious freedom case as well.
That's right. You know, the laws of North Carolina, particularly the marriage laws, operate in an odd way, and they require that, well, it's not unusual. Most states require either judicial officials like magistrates or clergy members to be present at and to officiate and solemnize a wedding ceremony in order for it to be legal. And here in North Carolina, a minister is not allowed to actually solemnize a wedding and declare it a marriage without having a license in hand already, which kind of creates a problem for clergy members who want to solemnize the unions of their congregants who are in same-sex relationships, at least prior to Friday. And so we fashioned a First Amendment claim that we presented to the court, saying that, you know, this denies them the right to exercise their religious beliefs. It also denies their right to assembly, because any time you put clergy at risk for performing a religious ceremony, and by at risk, I mean potentially have criminal and civil actions taken against them, you know, that certainly has a chilling effect on the exercise of religion. So we had that issue in front of the judge, and then we also had this 14th Amendment equal protection claim as well. And because the 14th Amendment claim was the one that prevailed, it really moots out or kind of makes not worthy of ruling on it. You know, it just kind of eliminates the issue around the First Amendment.
And we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, who was one of the attorneys on the case that led to the ruling in Asheville on Friday that struck down North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. Talk about the national significance of this, because it was less than 2.5 years ago that Amendment 1 passed. We forget about this, but it was within a day that President Obama came out in favor of same-sex marriage for the first time, and that shifted public opinion nationally in a really significant way. And we talk about how North Carolina is part of the South and unique in that role and different from the South. What's the national significance of this today?
I think it's huge. You know, I mean, with Virginia and North Carolina now having weddings occurring, West Virginia, I think we are really challenging, you know, our nation's misconceptions of what it means to be a Southerner. And North Carolina has always been doing that. We have a history of, you know, pushing the envelope and challenging people's assumptions about who we are. And when Amendment 1 passed, it was a sad day for many reasons. I mean, those of us who were fighting for marriage equality were saddened. But it was also sad because it tended to reinforce this yokel-like stereotype of Southerners. Here we go, North Carolina, passing a marriage amendment. But heck, we passed it after California did. We passed it after Ohio did. We passed it after all of these other Yankee states did. We held on. We were the last state to do so. And now for us to be able to, in such a short period of time, you know, reverse it. I keep reminding people, we don't go back to the days before Amendment 1 passed. Mm-hmm. We have slid in to that, you know, arena of equality, full equality when it comes to exercising marriage rights. That's a completely different place. It was, rather than kind of sliding back and erasing Amendment 1 kind of launched us into the future. And so those who would try to restrict the rights of LGBT people, I think, need to be thoughtful about what their strategies are, because they may actually be helping us move along a lot more quickly than they intended. I think had Amendment 1 never been on the ballot, you know, had this strategy of constitutionalizing this bigotry in these various states not been the strategy that was chosen, we still may not have been able to achieve marriage equality at this time. I didn't like going through it, but I think at the end of the day, it may have helped us get to this point more quickly than it otherwise would have.
That is Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt speaking with Aaron Keck about the case he worked on that led to the ruling last week, striking down North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. You can find the full interview on our website, chapelboro.com. It's quite lengthy. Go there. Aaron and Mark had quite a conversation. North Carolina has sent gender-neutral marriage license applications to local officials all over the state following the end of the state's gay marriage ban. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services emailed copies of the forms to county registers of deeds on Sunday with instructions to print them out on high-quality paper. That move came after the federal judge made that historic ruling late Friday. Days before the ruling, officials in several counties have been pressing the state to distribute the forms in preparation for an expected surge of same-sex couples seeking to legally wed. The Republican administration of Governor Pat McCrory, who supported the marriage ban, refused. The state's old forms had blanks only for groom and bride. The new forms say applicant 1 and applicant 2. County commissioners will get updates on the progress of two community centers when the board meets tonight. We'll talk about that after traffic and weather together. Time now for your morning traffic, and it's brought to you this morning by Four Corners.
And if you're traveling on Fordham Boulevard, if you're heading in the direction of Manning Drive, you're going to run into some traffic in either direction. So be on the watch for that as you head toward Manning Drive this morning. I-40 eastbound, slow moving, beginning right around 54, exit 273, continuing until you get to Fayetteville Street. That's exit 276. And the Durham Freeway northbound is slow moving through the RTP, so beginning at I-40 and continuing north pretty much all the way through the RTP until you get closer to downtown Durham. So be on the watch for that. Give yourself more time to get where you're going. If you're seeing anything else that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro, our new Twitter handle, or call us in the newsroom, 967-8363. Just be safe when you do.
I've said this a lot of times, but I'm glad I don't have to be stuck in morning traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We get here before any other cars are on the road.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. And rush hour is just as bad in the afternoon, sometimes even worse, mm-hmm. when you're on the air with the evening news.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, you don't want to be out there in that either.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. There's always a couple of trouble spots that always pop up at mm-hmm. you know the same time every day, and it's consistent, and you know that they're coming, and then there are always these other things that happen mm-hmm. from time to time.
I know that a lot of people who move here from other areas of the country make mm-hmm. fun of us because we're complaining about the traffic, but
yeah.
you know, sometimes it can really be a
hindrance. No, I did have I did have a friend who lived in the area for a long time who always complained about traffic on I-40. I-40. He came down here, it's like, I-40's not that bad, because I moved down here from Jersey, so, you know.
Yeah, really. Well, it's all relative.
Still pretty bad, though.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And Four Corners is the place where you can get the $6 lunch special Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club, and your sixth lunch at Four Corners is absolutely free. I'm holding up four fingers right now for Four Corners. Phil Ford, where are you? All right, time now for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather. And it is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And it looked like this, 72 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Areas of dense fog this morning, a 50-50 chance of showers, mainly the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s, strong wind gust up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 70% chance of showers, slight chance of a storm, probably after midnight if that happens. Our overnight low around 68, and some strong winds continuing. Tomorrow, really a lot of the same, showers and thunderstorms likely. High tomorrow in the low 70s, and some strong winds in the afternoon. So Thursday we'll finally get some sunshine in here. Between now and then it's going to be relatively cloudy.
Jones Angel.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case too? I think you sound like a young man.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL News Time, 818. The Orange County Commissioners will get updates on the progress of two community centers when the board meets tonight. The Rogers Road Community Center is expected to be finished later this month and turned over to the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association for a grand opening next month. Meanwhile, plans to renovate the Cedar Grove Community Center are moving forward, with construction expected to be finished by the fall of 2015. Commissioners will also discuss plans to request a larger allocation of drinking water from Jordan Lake to support economic growth in the Buckhorn, Eno, and Hillsborough development districts. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Whitted Meeting Room in Hillsborough. And Carborough Alderman will meet tonight also to continue a discussion on what agricultural support enterprises to allow in the rural buffer. The board could endorse a plan to make it easier to convert old farm buildings into new businesses to support local agriculture. Board members will also consider creating a new mixed-use zoning category to encourage development in the town's northern study area along Homestead Road. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. And Carborough Police will now carry kits to help prevent drug overdose deaths. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Starting immediately, all Carborough police officers will be issued kits containing naloxone, a drug that temporarily blocks the effects of opiates. Officials say accidental poisoning deaths have risen 300% in North Carolina since 1999, with opiate overdoses accounting for 92% of that increase. All Carborough officers, including those who work in patrol, schools, and community services, will be issued the kits and trained to administer the drug nasally. Since December of last year, the Orange County Health Department has offered the life-saving kits to friends and families of opiate users, along with training on how to use them. Under the 2013 Good Samaritan Law, people who seek help for an overdose victim can no longer be prosecuted for possession of small amounts of drugs, paraphernalia, or underage drinking. This is meant to encourage reporting of overdoses and get victims help right away. Police say if you suspect someone has overdosed, call 911 and stay with the person until help arrives. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The State Fair opens this Thursday and will continue through a week from Sunday, a total of 10 days. And if you're going, you might want to listen up to this story. A judge in Wake County has declined to allow concealed carry permit holders to take their guns to the North Carolina State Fair. Judge Donald Stevens said yesterday he would not grant a preliminary injunction to the group challenging the longstanding ban on guns at the fair. Thomas Stark, an attorney representing the gun rights group Grassroots North Carolina, argued that concealed carry permit holders have a high level of proficiency and improve public safety for all fairgoers. Stevens remarked that the law in the matter is a quagmire. The attorney general's office argued that lawmakers didn't intend to allow guns at the fair or the recent change to concealed carry laws and speculated that they would fix any ambiguity in the next session. Thousands of people in the close finds of the North Carolina State Fairgrounds, people carrying guns. Gee, what could go wrong? It's 8:21 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. UNC football coach Larry Fedora is comparing the Tar Heels' tough 50-43 loss at Notre Dame this past Saturday to last season's 27-23 setback in the hands of Miami here in Chapel Hill. The parallels are there, certainly, but will UNC back it up with another dramatic turnaround? WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
There were many bright spots. There were some things that we were able to take from this game, and hopefully we'll be able to grow on and, you know, we'll be a better football team because of it.
That was UNC head coach Larry Fedora. The energy was up. The Tar Heel defenders were flying to the ball and playing with aggression. Marquise Williams and the offense were clicking on all cylinders. Was Saturday the beginning of a transformation reminiscent of the Miami game on Zero Dark Thursday in Keenan Stadium a year ago? The similarities are eerie. Both games were played in mid-October. UNC was largely written off heading into both contests following sluggish starts to the seasons. The Tar Heels were facing an undefeated and top 10 team on both occasions. And to top it all off, the underdog Tar Heels carried a surprising lead into the fourth quarter, only to suffer a painful loss both years. In 2013, following the Miami defeat, UNC stood at 1-5 on the season. But the Tar Heels were a new team afterwards, rallying to win six of their next seven games to finish with a 7-6 record and a Belk Bowl victory. The precedent is there, but can UNC find that detour roadmap and navigate through to a bowl game yet again? Coach Fedora is confident if Carolina is able to clean up its own act, the Tar Heels can match up competitively with anyone.
I think that, our football team came out of that understanding that if we take care of ourselves, we can play with anybody. I mean, but again, it for us, it's about us. I mean, every team we've played, that have defeated us, you give them the credit. They've done a great job. But we just got to take care of us. We take care of us, we give ourselves a chance to win against anybody.
Coach Fedora is hoping his Tar Heels can draw inspiration from what they were able to accomplish post-Miami in 2013 and apply it to 2014.
I guess I would say that this Notre Dame game was a lot like Miami last year, you know, and we learned a lot of lessons in that game, and we started playing much better, and hopefully we'll do the same thing this year.
If the 2-4 Tar Heels are to embark on a similar recovery effort this season, they'll have to start the process by overcoming the triple option attack of Georgia Tech. Coach Fedora says there is no good way to replicate what Georgia Tech head coach Paul Johnson does with his offense, with a scout team in practice. But Coach Fedora says the team is looking forward to returning home and taking on the Yellow Jackets.
Excited about coming home and playing in front of our fans again and taking on a very good Georgia Tech football team that totally makes you stop everything that you're doing on defense and change to prepare for the triple option attack.
It will be a tough hurdle to clear Saturday. UNC has dropped 14 out of its last 16 matchups with Georgia Tech, including losses in the last five meetings. But maybe a narrow miss against a top 10 opponent will again prove to be the necessary fodder for another successful Tar Heel turnaround. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage on WCHL of that game starts at 4 o'clock. Live from Hickory Tavern at 300 East Main Street in Carrboro, it's the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes, followed by the Good Sports with Artsy and Bob Lee. I'll be there along with Art Chansky and Bob Lee for our pregame coverage. Anthony Wellman also there, and the whole WCHL community crew. We hope you will come by and get ready for the game with us. It's going to be late in the day. It should be really rocking over there at Hickory Tavern. Kickoff time is just a few minutes past 7 o'clock under the lights at Keenan Stadium. That's going to be fun. The UNC Athletics Office has announced a 2015 Carolina baseball schedule featuring 38 home games, including a visit from 2013 NCAA champion UCLA. The season begins February 13th with a home game against Seton Hall. UCLA visits later in the month. ACC play starts for the Tar Heels on March 6th, also at home in Bosch Emmer Stadium against Duke. For the complete schedule, visit GoHeels.com, or you can also get the schedule by finding the story on our website, chapelboro.com. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Why is it that Carolina's defense gives up so many darn points? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The numbers don't lie. Carolina scores a lot of points in Larry Fedora's fast-break offense, but the Tar Heels give up a lot more in defense, an embarrassingly lot more. Through six games this season, they have allowed an average of 43 points a game, including 50 to Notre Dame and Clemson, and a whopping 70 at East Carolina. The next worst-scoring defense team in the ACC is NC State, which has allowed two TDs fewer per game. Here's a sobering thought. Duke is giving up 13 points, or 30 less than UNC, albeit against a much easier schedule. It's a puzzlement, since Carolina was supposed to have good young talent on defense this season. Nagging injuries, suspensions, and the academic ineligibility of four defensive players in the offseason have been a factor, but it's hard for any team to give up that many points. The Tar Heels looked impressive on defense at Notre Dame, forcing three turnovers and getting off to a 14-0 lead. But at the end of the day, the scoreboard still showed that the 43 points they scored was a touchdown short of the 50 rung up by the Irish. In Fedora's first two seasons in Chapel Hill, his defenses weren't great, but they allowed a much better average of 25 points per game. His first team even shut out two opponents, Elon and Idaho, and held East Carolina to 6 points. But also in there with a 68 relinquished to Georgia Tech, Saturday night's opponent in Keenan Stadium. There were no shutouts last season, but the defense got a lot better over the last 7 games, allowing less than 20 points after giving up an average of one more touchdown over the first 6 games. Is Fedora a bad defensive coach, or just one whose teams have regularly outscored opponents over the years? You can't really call the hat a no-D coach because he handles the offense. The worst you can say, I guess, is that his defensive coaches aren't very good, or that the staff does a better job picking out offensive talent than they do on the other side of the ball. Perhaps this is the watershed season for Tar Heel football, the low point of the 3-year NCAA probation. All of Butch Davis's players are gone, the current roster has 15 less scholarships because of the sanctions, and most of Fedora's recruits over the last 2 years are not yet impact players. Whatever the reasons, 43 points a game is still way too many. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBlue.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis with 30 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including Five Guys, Venable Rotisserie Bistro, and the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamut. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday, and go online to chapelboro.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Lloyd Tire and Alignment, Jewel Recycle, and Louise Beck Properties. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play three games and stay four nights in the Bahamas.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. We have 73 degrees. Actually, it's warmed up a couple of degrees. Mostly cloudy today. Areas of dense fog this morning. Still some fog hanging around out there, so drive with a little extra caution this morning. There is a 50-50 chance of showers later on today, probably late in the afternoon. Our high today, about 78 degrees, and some strong winds late in the day as well. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain. So, forecast, to be honest with you, not really all that great. 97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett, a 26-year-old nurse receiving treatment in Dallas as she fights Ebola.
It's hoped this transfusion of plasma will help Nina Pham as she continues to battle Ebola. The plasma comes from a Texas doctor who survived the illness. Survivors of Ebola develop antibodies in their plasma, which can attack the deadly virus.
Nina Pham in stable condition in isolation. Four dozen other workers at that hospital being monitored. And, says correspondent Steve Futterman,
healthcare experts say it is possible we may never know exactly how Nina Pham contracted the Ebola virus. The CDC is changing its Ebola care guidelines, and the head of the CDC says every hospital in the U.S. must, as he puts it, think Ebola.
New numbers now from the World Health Organization. It says this week, global cases of Ebola top 9,000, and so far, more than 4,400 people have died from Ebola. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 73 degrees in Chapel Hill, a cloudy day, and still some fog hanging out there this morning. I'm Rod Stutz. The mayor of Carborough and her longtime partner were first in line of same-sex couples who showed up at the Orange County Register of Deeds office on Monday for marriage licenses. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
We had to say this. We further make that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
Alicia Stemper shared that with a small group of cheering supporters as she and her partner, Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, walked back into the lobby of the Orange County Register of Deeds office with their 16-year-old son, Avery Stemper. The family arrived at around 7:45 a.m., and the office opened at 8. The initial Monday morning rush of same-sex couples getting marriage licenses was expected. On Friday, District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville struck down Amendment 1 and made same-sex marriage legal in North Carolina at around 5:30 p.m., a half hour after the Orange County office had closed. By 10 a.m. Monday, nine gay and lesbian Orange County couples had gotten their licenses. It was an emotional day for some, including Stemper, whose hand trembled as she held the paper.
I'm happy and I'm kind of overwhelmed. The emotion is hard to prepare for, and it feels like I look at her face and it's, you know, reading that sentence, it really hit me anew.
She and Lavelle have been together since 2003. They had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, attended by friends and family. Lavelle said an October wedding is being planned.
Plans are in the works for that right now. We're actually looking at Saturday, October 25th. And you'll hear more about it probably shortly because it's something that we want to celebrate really with the community.
Carrboro couple Lance Underwood and Mark Davis showed up wearing matching tuxedo hoodies. That's because they intended to walk across the street to the courthouse right after they got the license.
We're just gonna hopefully walk across the street and make it happen because we've already had a real wedding with all of our family and friends, you know, three and a half years ago. So this is just about, you know, the paperwork and making it real.
Signing the deal.
Some local elected officials were at the deeds office just to lend support and offer congratulations. One of them was Hillsborough Town Board member Jen Weaver.
It's thrilling that Hillsborough is the county seat. This is one of those times where it's just a wonderful place to feel proud about.
Another was Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo.
It's a really exciting historic day, and I wanted to be here to see the first couples come through.
Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks lost her re-election bid in May to former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, possibly in part because she stated she would only issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples if that was legal according to the state. Chilton said he would issue them immediately, regardless. On Monday, as Brooks oversaw the smooth, orderly issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples for the first time in her office, she seemed as happy as anyone.
I'm excited for them because me, as registered deeds, all I'm trying to do is follow the law, and we're ready to issue the license for everyone.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Aaron Keck has a lengthy interview with Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt of Chapel Hill about this same topic. You can get that on our website, chapelborough.com. Don't forget about a couple of very important meetings coming up tonight. Orange County Commissioners will get updates on the progress of a couple of community centers when the ward gets together. The Rogers Road Community Center expected to be finished later this month and then turned over to the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association for grand opening in November. Meanwhile, plans to renovate the Cedar Grove Community Center are moving ahead, with construction expected to be finished by the fall of next year. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Whitted Meeting Room in Hillsborough. Carrboro Alderman will meet tonight to continue a discussion on what agricultural support enterprises to allow in the rural buffer. They will also consider creating a new mixed-use zoning category to encourage development in the town's northern study area along Homestead Road. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. And Franklin Street will be a little quieter this week. It already is, you may have noticed. It's fall break at the University of North Carolina, but while many students will be taking the time off to relax, to go on trips, go to the beach, the mountains, wherever they're going, others will use the opportunity to give back through community service. Alex Thomas reports for Carolina Connection.
Fall break, a special time of year that gives students the chance to take a break from the stress, the frustration, and the late nights brought on from midterm exams and classes. While most students use these 4 days to go back home or relax in Chapel Hill, students like Junior Saw Mohammed see this break as an opportunity for something different, the chance to give back to those less fortunate.
I guess throughout my life, I've really been interested in service and communities and how, as an individual, I can have a better impact on those communities.
Mohammed is a first-time participant in this year's Alternative Fall Break program, which is one of the service opportunities provided by APPLES, a student organization that encourages learning beyond the classroom. Junior Daniel Irvin, the co-chair for the Alternative Fall Break program, says APPLES provides educational opportunities that are not available in the average classroom setting.
One of the ways you do service learning is you learn by doing things. You can learn about an issue you're interested in by working with a community organization that is working to tackle this issue.
There are six experiences that APPLES sponsors through this program: urban communities, Latino communities, rural communities, environmental issues, arts in the public service, and service learning initiative. Last fall, Irvin led the environmental issues experience in Nag's Head and on Roanoke Island, where he spent his time not only addressing issues related to climate change, but also helping create a network of friends.
My favorite part was just from the Wednesday we left to the Sunday we got back, seeing how the whole team came together. And even now after that we're done, we'll still do things with each other. And so I think that was probably the highlight of my experience.
For her first trip, Muhammad is going to Washington, D.C., and though she is not sure what her group will be doing, she is looking forward to the experience.
But the thing I really like about this program is that we're traveling to a different region. So that gives me insight into a different community that I'm not completely used to or familiar with. So I feel like through those things or through going somewhere else to perform that service and to learn, you gain insight and perspective.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Alex Thomas.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year, except for this weekend when they will be off for fall break. It makes perfect sense. The story was just about fall break. 8:39 at WCHL. I'm Russ Stutz, and it is time now for Adopt a Pet. It's Tuesday. You know, that's time for Adopt a Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Metamont for healthy dog and cat food and treats, stylists, accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. We do not have a pet in here with us this morning. Instead, we have Barbara Duffy, who may be up for adoption. Are you up for adoption?
Well, I'm single, so I guess so.
Well, maybe we can get you adopted out before the end of the day. I know that you're here to talk about some very important stuff for Paws Forever. So tell me what's happening.
Well, everyone's looking for their forever home, right, mm-hmm. Ron?
Yeah, exactly, including Barbara.
That's right. Well, we'd like to thank WCHL for hosting us again. So I'm here today to highlight how we take care of our wonderful cats and dogs mm-hmm. at Paws Forever. I brought in a little stuffed cat today. Unfortunately, it doesn't squeak or meow, but just to remind us that we're here for the pets. But
that stuffed cat hasn't missed any meals either.
No, he's pretty.
It's kind of like Garfield.
He's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we have a different approach to normal shelters. Our cats actually live in community rooms mm-hmm. For a less stressful wait before they are adopted. We have two cat rooms and a hallway full of cats. So when you come visit our adoption center and our animal sanctuary out in Mevin, you'll see there are a handful of cats that just like to roam. And so they're kind of fun. And we have a kitten nursery in the back, and that's always fun to visit. Mm-hmm. We rotate cat toys out every day and their towers on a regular basis. And we do accept donations of cat toys and donations.
Yeah.
And we encourage, well, as we switch them out, we encourage the mental stimulation. We actually have TVs and DVDs, and on occasion they watch Finding Nemo.
Sounds like the cats get treated better than people sometimes.
They are. They're pretty special. And we actually have a new partnership with PetSense in Mevin. Mm-hmm. And four of our cats are in a rotating – actually, they can house four of our cats to live in the store temporarily for a mm-hmm. few days at a time to get more visibility for adoption. Mm-hmm. And also, this is kind of cool, we have an outdoor area deemed the Catio – thanks to you and
Catio.
WCHL. Thank you for that title.
Oh, thank you.
And you're welcome. That our catio enclosure helped us win the 29th annual Azalea Celebration.
Did I come up with that?
I believe you did.
I
see Ron Stutz, WCHL.
Well, I'm glad I was able to do that. I've forgotten I said that, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, doesn't it? So anyway, we won the annual Azalea Celebration, sponsored by North Carolina Beautiful, WRAL-TV, and Mix 101.5. So we won 10 azalea plants, which mm-hmm. we will plant in a new cat garden to entertain the cats. So mm-hmm. they are
on the catio.
They're on the catio in this beautiful weather. So they do get a lot of socialization that other animals and shelters don't get. And so this month, October, is actually our Adopt a Black Pet Month.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes they get overlooked, don't they?
They absolutely do. They tend to stay in shelters a lot longer, black cats and black dogs.
That's crazy because I'm always attracted to the black cats and dogs.
Yeah, one of my last cats was black as well. Beautiful.
But
most
people, that's the last one they'll choose.
Yeah, there's some superstitions around some of those cats and dogs.
Makes no sense to me.
But so this month in October, 50% our adoptions are 50% off for our black cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to go to see all the pets that you have up for adoption, I know you have a great website.
We do.
And that's pawsforever.org.
Right, pawsforever.org.
Number four. P-A-W-S.
Yes, four, the number four.
Ever.org.
Correct.
So
yes, actually it's a beautiful website. We've gotten so many compliments on it. And you can actually just scroll through the cats and dogs and see who's available. But even better is to come out and actually come to the facility, to the shelter, and see the animals for yourself. And if we are always open for volunteers. And I think some of the volunteers that volunteer in the cat rooms especially love it because they can sit there and get inundated with the cats. And they like to get a lot of loving and
socialization process for the humans.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks. And I just wanted to say we've got in November, November 1st, is our walk and trail run for animal protection and a fall festival out at our facility in Mebane. Mm-hmm. You could check us out at the pawsforever.org website, and that'll link you to our walk website.
Okay.
And we are raising money. It's going to be an amazing day. We've had the walk several years here in Chapel Hill in Southern Village. But this year is our 10th anniversary of our adoption center out on Nix Road in Mebane. And so we are going to have our half-mile fun walk, two-mile trail run, and then we have a mini food truck rodeo. We have vendors. We will have a mystery brewing tasting tent, live music, and a carnival area for kids. So it is going to be a fabulous day to raise money for Paws Forever and the animals and... We just hope that everyone comes out, checks out our website, sponsors, vendors, registrants, and just comes out and supports us to continue the great work we're doing. We'd love to say thanks to WCHL for your continued support.
Absolutely.
Of Paws Forever.
Hey, it's a great organization, folks, pawsforever.org. That's where you go to find out all the details and those special events. And next week we'll have a dog or a puppy or a cat or a kitten in here.
Yes, sir.
If not more than one. And for Adopt a Pet, we thought we'd take a little time out today to explain to you how Paws Forever works. And how they get all those animals adopted out. Thanks so much, Barbara Duffy, for coming in.
Thank you, Ron, and WCHL for having us.
It's 8:46 at WCHL. Wes Hare has today's commentary, and that is on the way next.
Do you remember the 007 movies? The name is Bond, James Bond. The man who saved the world time and time again, who always had a gorgeous woman hanging on his arm. Well, my friend, you have a spectacular woman of your own hanging on your arm. And because you want to keep her forever, you're going to take a page from 007. Yes, the name is Bond. Marriage Bond. Yes, you're going to secretly slip into our store, and when you leave our store, you will have in your hands, just like Mr. Bond of the movies, a little device that's going to change the world. That secret device? An engagement ring from Grimble Jewelers. And then at the critical moment, and you will know precisely when, you take your little device out of your pocket, and with just a few words, you're going to change her world and yours because you love her and she loves you. And you are Bond, Marriage Bond. Come to Grimble Jewelers today because your name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
Tired of taking your car to the dealer for service? Long waits, always being asked to buy parts you don't really need, and expensive. Well, FNF Automotive has you covered. Newly renovated with state-of-the-art equipment, FNF Automotive is an official North Carolina inspection station, and our friendly staff of ASC-certified technicians offer a full service of routine maintenance and advanced repair needs for all makes and models. Fast, friendly, affordable, convenient, and local. Visit FNFauto.com or stop by and see us at 107 West Weaver Street in Carrboro.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carmel. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. My wife and I opened Venable to create the kind of place we wanted for our own date nights. A nice, casual restaurant where we could get a great burger and a bottle of wine with a friendly vibe and good service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
It's Shred-a-thon 2014. Orange County Solid Waste Management will sponsor two free Shred-a-thons where Orange County residents and businesses can destroy their personal documents at no cost. Thursday, October 23rd is at University Mall in Chapel Hill with a park and walk-up service. Saturday, October 25th is at Hampton Point in Hillsborough with a drive-through service. Both events are from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. There's a limit of 5 boxes or bags per person in just one trip per household. Come on October 23rd and 25th for the fall Shred-a-thons. Call 919-968-2788 for details.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutt.
Good morning. It is 8:50 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It takes a lot of sweat, elbow grease, and tears to gain the status of being a prophetic voice. Us locals are being blessed with the presence of such voices next weekend. The Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II has stimulated the North Carolina NAACP into a driving force and led many of us to follow him onto the historic thousands on Jones Street for 8 years, and then over 900 of us being arrested at the Moral Monday Forward Together challenges of the North Carolina legislature. During the past 2 years, a vigorous salute to this Reverend and all of us who appreciate his prophetic voice. Another prophetic voice. Baldemar Velasquez, son of migrant farm workers, preacher, singer, a MacArthur Award for Genius Grant winner, and founder of Flock, the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, has developed a unique three-way collective bargaining agreement between First Campbell Soup, farmers and farm workers in the 80s, with Mount Olive Pickle Company at the corner of Cucumber and Vine, farmers and farm workers in 2004, and now is vigorously at work on the same vital dynamic with the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Both Barber and Velasquez have succeeded in stirring up the churches, community groups, and many of us possibly complacent do-gooders to rally alongside these prophetic voices as the continuing struggle for justice for the workers goes forward. At Binkley Baptist, the Seymour Symposium. Onward through the fog with hope. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three, other way is good.
WCHL and ChapelBro.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis. With 30 sponsor locations around town, collect the entries, including R&R Grill, Terra Nova Global Properties, and Jersey Mike's at Elliott Road in Chapel Hill North. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling in to the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday and online at chapelroad.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including the Root Cellar, Twig, and Home Lunch Caregivers. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. Watch the Tar Heels play 3 games and stay 4 nights in the Bahamas.
Yep, and it's our biggest contest of the year. It's underway now, the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway, presented by Continental Tire. WCHL in Chapelboro going to send you and a friend to see the Carolina basketball team play 3 times in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, 3 UNC games, and 4 nights on Paradise Island. And you can qualify to become one of our finalists by calling me right now, 919-929-WCHL. I will take caller number 5 at 919-929-WCHL.
You remember the 007 movies? The name is Bond, James Bond. The man who saved the world time and time again, who always had a gorgeous woman hanging on his arm. Well, my friend, you have a spectacular woman of your own hanging on your arm. And because you want to keep her forever, you're going to take a page from 007. Yes, the name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Yes, you're going to secretly slip into our store, and when you leave our store, you will have in your hands, just like Mr. Bond of the movies, a little device that's going to change the world. That secret device? An engagement ring from Grimble Jewelers. And then at the critical moment, and you will know precisely when, you take your little device out of your pocket, and with just a few words, you're going to change her world and yours because you love her and she loves you. And you are Bond, Marriage Bond. Come to Grimble Jewelers today because your name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott. Up
on the roof. We've got a few more hot days ahead, but the cooler temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions, and we know the average North Carolina tree drops over 200,000 leaves every fall. Think about this. The weight of a 30-foot run of gutter choked with leaves and water is equal to a 300-pound gorilla hanging from your fascia board. We can help with our now famous gutter covers. So quit monkeying around with gutters that don't work. Call Gutter Solutions today or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
VacationExpress.com. Hey, Chapel Hill. VacationExpress.com sees you in Grand Bahama Island this fall. VacationExpress.com is offering amazing deals like the all-inclusive Memories Grand Bahama Beach and Casino, starting at just $6.99, which includes nonstop flight, all-inclusive resort, all meals, drinks, taxes, and more. Paradise is calling, so don't miss your chance to be beachside for 4 unforgettable nights. It really is better in the Bahamas. Book your fall getaway today with VacationExpress.com. VacationExpress.com.
Do you get a bad feeling every time you spend money on your lawn without getting the results you were promised? Get the good feelings you deserve. And let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care you need to have a happy and healthy lawn.
Hello, my name is Brian Pop, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. Fall is the best time to aerate, seed, and top dress fescue lawns. Top dressing your lawn with organic material relieves compaction in clay-based soils, creating an avenue for water and nutrients to reach the root zone of your lawn before it runs off or evaporates. Our process guarantees your yard will stay greener longer and requires less watering. And our aftercare program protects your aesthetic and economic investment throughout the entire year. You can find us on the web at landscapelogicnc.com.
Landscape Logic, recently voted the best landscaping company in Chapel Hill by over 2,000 residents, making Landscape Logic the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Hey, congratulations to Mike Nicewinder, who called in and got on the list to become a qualifier, to become a finalist in the Mike Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. We'll be having a drawing on Thursday morning to see who our weekly finalist is, and you'll have another opportunity to call in and get qualified during the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck later on in the day. Listen for when he calls you, tells you to call on in. And the number to call or the website address to find out all the sponsor locations where you can go and register is chapelboro.com. Go there, all the details available. It's 857 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sarah Waters is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. That's because she coordinates the amazing Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival, an event that brings so much joy to so many people twice a year.
We've got a great 4 days of music and dance and art for people of all ages. About 60 bands on four different stages for all 4 days. Two really big stages and a dance tent and then a smaller stage. And right next to the small cabaret stage, we've got a kids area for the little kids all the way up to teenagers. All sorts of activities and music workshops and dance workshops. And we've got sustainability workshops where you can learn about how to kind of live more green and help protect the earth. It's basically a lot of fun, a lot of learning, and a lot of coming together with new friends and old friends.
The Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival just took place this past weekend, but it'll be coming back around again in April of next year, so make your plans now to be there. Sarah Waters and a lot of other folks will be working hard to make it happen.
How did you get to the Chicory Hills
Festival? Oh, goodness. You would ask me directions.
I know you print a map on the back of the program here because it's a beautiful 72 acres worth of property. Rolling hills are in just a wonderful place, but it's kind of hard to get to if you haven't been there before.
Well, it's not too hard. I think people get a little nervous out in the country, but we have directions on our website. I'm not even going to begin to give directions, but it's fairly easy. It's actually about 20 to 30 minutes from Greensboro and Chapel Hill and a little less than an hour from Durham and Raleigh. So it's not really far from anywhere in the Triangle.
I think the best thing to do is just send everybody to the website because it does have directions there. ChicoryHillsGrassroots.org.
Yes.
So go there. It's 4 days of music and a whole lot of other stuff. The Grassroots Festival, Chicory Hills, music and dance, music lovers paradise, all kinds of music from rock and roll to bluegrass to Zydeco to Latin music to roots music to you name it. So it's all there. Hey, Sarah, this must be a heck of a deal trying to coordinate all this stuff.
It is. It's pretty amazing, pretty rewarding. It's a lot of volunteers. We've got about 1,000 volunteers that work with us and more come together as we get closer and closer to the festival.
And they all volunteer because it's so much fun.
Yeah, they love it. And you get to know a lot of great people, and it's very rewarding.
There's just about every kind of music imaginable with something for the whole family. Watch for it in the spring. The Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival, coordinated by Sarah Waters. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Jennifer Joseph is a nurse here in Dallas who worked with Pham. She says Pham followed all the rules.
Knowing Nina, she's one of the most meticulous, thorough, effective nurses.
Around 70 other medical personnel who, like Pham, treated Thomas Duncan, the Liberian man who died last week of Ebola, are now being closely monitored. Pham has also received a transfusion of plasma from Dr. Kent Brantley, an Ebola survivor, plasma that's full of Ebola-fighting antibodies. I'm Steve Futterman in Dallas. Now with more CBS News, here's Peter King.
The World Health Organization has just said there could be as many as 10,000 new cases of Ebola per week over the next 2 months. The organization says it expects the number of cases worldwide to hit the 9,000 mark this week. In just a few hours, the president meets with the defense chiefs of more than 20 countries involved in the fight against ISIS. In Istanbul, CBS's Holly Williams tells us that ISIS is using a new tactic in one border town.
There are new reports today that the Islamic extremists are using suicide bombers in Kobani as they try to advance street by street. It's really urban warfare that we're now seeing in Kobani.
Heavy weather has pounded much of Georgia and the South this morning, a day after bad storms, including tornadoes, left a trail of damage from Texas to Alabama. In Hinesville, Arkansas, Michelle Williams is starting over after a tree destroyed her home.
There's only one way, and that's forward, because it's heartbreaking.
The storms are blamed for at least two deaths and huge power outages in the South. In Ferguson, Missouri,
all lives matter. Black lives matter.
Another night of protests and arrests. About 50 people on the last 4 days and nights of rallies, some 2 months after the police shooting of an unarmed teenager. A new study says one kind of sugar may be especially prone to causing obesity and diabetes. Correspondent Vicki Barker is live on the CBS Health Watch.
Step forward fructose, the main ingredient in high fructose corn syrup, already implicated in America's obesity epidemic. Harvard scientists have discovered that fructose, more than other sugars, seems to overstimulate a hormone that helps regulate fat production in the body. Already obese volunteers had the most powerful reactions, but even some of the lean volunteers had their hormone level change, suggesting that tolerance